Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Good morning, good morning, and good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. So happy and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic today. And before we start, we'll have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this day to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to give you praise and to give you glory. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for each and every person that will participate on the broadcast or come on and listen. Oh, God, we just say thank you today because it's such a wonderful and a beautiful day that you have given to us today. So without any further ado, we will go on with our program. Amen. Today, our topic is, why do I procrastination? We're talking about procrastination today. Why do I procrastinate? And is it really so bad? Well, we're going to go from the scriptures today. You know, all of us put off doing certain things, like going to the dentist, filling out tax return, writing letters, fixing leaky faucet, doing things that we know we should do that have come to our attention. Why do we always avoid that which we know we must do sooner or later? Sometimes we discomfort or pain. Sometimes we hear and feel failure. Often we just plain lazy. Sometimes our failures to act itself an act of anger or rebellion. You know, the Bible warns often of laziness and its consequence. By and large, scriptures encourage thoughtful decision, encouraging commitment, and prompt action. You know, the Christian faith condemns laziness, transform fear into boldness, and confronts rebellious with judgment. So today, our tag words we are using is failure, prepare, rebellious, and excuse. You know, a lot of people can come up with more excuses than a low law. They got an excuse for this, excuse for that. But you know, all together, we are to do what God said do and not procrastinate, but with excuse after excuse. And if anyone can't hear me on their phone, just hit one on your keypad and I'll bring you in or make sure my volume is up loud enough. You know, why do I procrastinate? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked that. Let's go to scriptures. We're going to start off our scripture today from Proverbs chapter 6, starting with verse 6 all the way to 11. And I'm going to read, thus saith the Lord. Go to the ant, thy slugger, consider her ways, and be wise, which have no guile, overseer, or ruler, providing her meat in the summer, and gather her food in the harvest. How long will thou sleep, O slugger? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travail, and thy want as an armed man. Today we're talking about procrastination. And when you think about that, you know a lot of people, you yourself may have done that. You may have procrastinated so the Lord have told you to do something. I'm going to do it. I get it later. But he didn't tell you to do it later. He told you to get on it now. So we have to be about doing what God said do. We can't be rebellious. We got to be prepared. You know, as I broke these scriptures down, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. You know, procrastination is often a form of laziness and lead to disaster. And the reason I say disaster, because you'll be taking so long, you need a faucet that's leaking. I'm going to use that example. You know it's been leaking for a week. Why are you procrastinating to get it fixed? Then one morning you wake up, the whole house is flooded with the water, a pipe, and bust. But you procrastinated for a week to 2 weeks, then going on and getting it fixed, not giving no excuse, not failure to do what you should do. You know, we're going to go over here to Proverbs 26 and 13. Let's see what it says. 26 and 13 says, the slothful man said there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. A slothful man. You know, that lazy person is full of excuses. That slothful man. How many times y'all done had excuses? Excuse, excuse, excuse. Excuse, excuse, excuse. You know, making excuses is a favorite plot of the procrastination. You see people every day making excuses for things that they should have did, things that they should have said, letters they should have written, bills they should have paid. And soon as the things get cut off, well, I wonder, because you procrastinated too much. You know it was due within 2 to 3 days. So why did you wait? Why didn't you get on it? You had the finances. Why did you wait? We're still talking about procrastination. So I'm going to turn over to another book in the Bible, because we want to, when we bring you things, we want to make sure that we're bringing it to you biblically, not just from the top of our head, but you're going to know what the Word of God is saying biblically on procrastination, what was happening, what's going on, why you do it, why you shouldn't do it. And let me get my next chapter together. Let me turn to my Bible. Okay, we're going to go to Joshua. Turn over to your book in Joshua. And we're going to read chapter 1 of Joshua 1, 1 through 3. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua. You know what? I give you the wrong chapter. We're going to Jonah. Jonah, not Joshua. I turned to the wrong one. We're going to go over to Brother Jonah. Because Jonah was the one that was procrastinating. Oh, my. Let's get over here and go to the right one. Let me turn my Bible. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, Joshua. Jonah. I keep saying Joshua. I must be supposed to read something in Joshua. But Jonah, the first chapter, starting with verses 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found the ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Don't you know you can't hide from the Lord? You know when God give you something to do, you got to do it. I don't care what it feel like, what it look like, but when God give you a command to do something, you better be doing it. But Jonah got up and went in an opposite direction in order to get away from the Lord. Here he had already started procrastinating. You know, fear and rebellious caused Jonah to put off what he knew he should do. He knew he had already got the word from God, what he was supposed to do. But rather than do what God told him to do, he wanted to do what Jonah wanted to do. How many of you all out there in computer land that y'all do what you want to do when God have already told you what to do? So you decide you're going to do what you want to do. And when it don't pan out, you get mad with God. No, you can't get mad with God. You the one giving the excuse. You the one rebelling. You the one failing to do what God have told you to do. You wasn't prepared. He had given you enough time where you could have been prepared. Now I'm going to go over to Joshua. I know Joshua's in here somewhere because I kept saying Joshua. The 18th chapter. Let's go Joshua, the 18th chapter, and see what it's saying. Still talking about procrastination. Okay, the 18th chapter, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Let me turn on over there. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Verse 3 say, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your father have given you? Here he asking them, now God then give you the land. How long is it going to be before you go to receive it? How long is it going to be before you go possess that land? God then gave you something. He done told you. He give you direction. Why are you procrastinating? Why didn't you get up and go do what the Lord told you? Here Joshua's procrastinating is something. Sometime a form of disobedience. Oh, my, my. Here over in the preceding scripture where we was talking about Jonah was disobeying. He was being rebellious against what God told him to do. When he gave you point A, B, C, and D, that's the way you are to follow the instruction. If you're not sure of what you heard, go back and say, God, please explain it to me a little bit better. Because I don't want to be lost. Because I know you're going to make it all right, Jesus. You will make it all right. So let me be about your business. It ain't about Sadie's business. And not Bobo Sam's talk. It's all about what God said to do. And we're going to go over to Matthew's today. Let's see what Brother Matthew's is saying about procrastination. Hallelujah. We're going to turn over to Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at the 14th verse. All righty, and we're going to read all the way down to the, it's the 30th verse. Well, I got time. I can go ahead and read it. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servant and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. That came up to not only the 5 talents God gave him. He went and used those 5 talents. And discovered 5 more talents, which was 10 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. So you see, that made him have 4 talents. So let's keep reading. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants come and reckon with them. And so he that has received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. My. He also that he had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. I'm going to stop there a minute. Here I know talents God gave me. And I went. I didn't give up with those talents. I developed more talent. So I have a whole lot of talents. I have added to the talents God gave me on the things that I do. I'm not letting none of my talents go to waste. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Many things. Enter thou into the jaw of thy Lord. Then he which has received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strayed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. So there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thy wicked and slothful servant, thou knew it, that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not sown. Thou art therefore to have put my money to the exchange, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Excuse me. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which have 10 talents. If you're not using the talents God have given you and the gifts, don't you know he will take them back from you and give them to somebody else? For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But for him that has not shall be taken away, even that which he has. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and garnishing of teeth. You know, when you read that and you go over each one of those verses, here he was saying, I was afraid I would lose your money. So I hid it in the earth. You hid it in the earth so you didn't know where to go back and find it in the earth. When you think about it, fear of failure can lead to inaction and wasting our resources through procrastination. Now, all these scriptures showing you, why do you procrastinate? Think about it. I'm going to put some music on for a minute, and I'll be right back on.
To me.
and just think God is our everything. So we don't have to procrastinate. We don't have to throw in the towel. We don't have to give excuses to the Lord, because he's looking down on us every day, all day. Let's go over to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and the 16th verse, still talking about procrastination. And the 16th verse says, redeem the time because the days are evil. Here you got to redeem the time while you have it, because the days are evil. You see what's happening right now, what's going on. You got to make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days, because you see what's happening, murder, shooting, all kind of stuff, places closing down, banks closing, prices going up, all kind of things are happening right now. So we have to redeem the time now. We can't wait till next week. It'd be 3 or 4 other sets of things going on next week. You wait until next week instead of taking care of things right now. So when you think about it, you have to be on your job 24/7. God is on his, and that means he wants us to be on ours even when we sleep. He's given us dreams, visions that will come to pass. Write them down. Don't forget, if he tell you to do something, he told me to do something, and I've been on it, doing it. The things he told me, and I realized and understood enough what he was saying, I didn't wait no 2 and 3 days. I got right on it. I got right on it. And the only thing I can be accused of if I move too fast, but I sure did move slow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then we have, you know, when you think about that, when you make most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days, time is a gift from God and must not be squandered. You know, God gave us time. He gave us the gift. We don't have to worry nobody else about it. We ain't got to be envious of nobody. Just do what he put in your hands to do. If it's a prayer warrior, be the best prayer warrior you can be. If it's feeding the hungry, be the best person that you know you can get to be and feeding the hungry. If it's cooking, cook. Whatever God give you to do, if it's prophesy, not proper lie, to do what God have given you to do. We have to be obedient and listening to the word of God like never before, because he truly, truly is worthy to be praised. And I give him glory. I give him praise, because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's doing for me constantly, not just sometime, but all the time, the blessings, and doing what he said do, building up his kingdom. We have so much to be thankful for today. When I go back to thinking about, we don't need to make excuses. You have run across people every day with so many excuses, they done run out. They done start telling lies with the excuses because they don't know what else to say, what else to do. And don't talk about rebellious. You see the children now being rebellious against the teachers, the parents against the teachers and the children, job-wise. You see so much going on. We're living in the evil days, you all. God has not come short of his word to show us what's happening. We have to play our part. We got to stop putting off things. You know, you would hear the senior citizen tell me as I was coming up, and I'm a senior citizen myself now, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Tomorrow is not promised to you. So that means if God opened the door for you for today to do what you're supposed to do, get on it. He going to open whatever he didn't give you to do, he going to give you the provision for it. He's going to provide what it is. You may not know, but when you start doing what he sent you to do and called for you to do, things going to start just falling in your lap. And you're going to say, oh, my, where all this come from? How did I do? You know, you start seeing, and he'll be showing you. I called you. I'm going to prepare you. I'm sending you out. Things he told me in dreams, I've already worked on it, almost completed with it. I didn't tarry. I don't know where he's going to send me on some of the things to do, but on the things I'm sure of, I've already accomplished them. And the rest of them is in the works. It's on the drawing board, coming off the drawing board, coming off the paper into reality. That's the kind of God we serve. There's no failure in God. He prepares us to be able to go and do what he wants us to do. We don't have to be like Jonah, trying to hide from God. You can't hide from God. When he done told you to do something, you better be on your business doing it. If something happened, it won't be because you weren't trying to do it. It's just he intervened on it or whatever. He wants you to go ahead and keep doing what he called you to do. Don't be like when I read in the chapters earlier where they buried their talent. When God give you something to do or he give you, if it ain't but one, keep increasing that one. Leave that one, say, oh, I got another one I'm starting. I got ideas from that one. Let me start with this. And when God returns, he won't catch you with your work undone. He won't catch you being rebellious. He won't catch you being unprepared. He won't catch you being a failure. He won't catch you giving excuses. You're going to say, God, this is what you showed me. I got right on it. Now you just show me what you want me to do with it. But here it is. It's ready. It's prepared. But see, he know he can trust you. God can't trust everybody. Sure, he made all of them, but he can't trust everybody because everybody's not going to do what God have called them to do. When you think about it, you know, over in Matthew's, the 25th chapter, and I'm going to read the 1st through the 13th verse. We're still talking about procrastination. Then, let's see, did I read that one yet? 1 through 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Here, 5 of them was wise and 5 was foolish. And 5 of them was wise and 5 was foolish. They that was foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Here we come with the excuse, y'all. Here we come, unprepared. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamp. Here they were prepared. They didn't give no excuse. God told them what they're going to do, where they were supposed to be at. So they know, wait a minute, we don't know what time, but we're going to need some oil in our lamp. Let us get our oil, get extra, or whatever we need, because we're going to be prepared. See that word again, prepared. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamp. And the foolish said unto the wise, of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. You see, there was unprepared failure. They were given an excuse. They wanted to get the other virgins oil, and they were supposed, he give it to the commandment and the instruction at the same time to all of them. And that's the way people do you today. They want to come and take what God has prospered you to have and bless you with, and they haven't prepared where God can bless them. But the wise answer saying, not so. Let there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. See, they're going to miss the bridegroom because they weren't prepared. They were giving excuses. They were showing failure. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that was ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Do you want God to say that on judgment day when your name is called and you go before the throne of God? 13 says, watch. Therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't know. That's why we have to keep our lamps trimmed and burning. And I'm going to use some more examples. You know you have a flashlight, two or three of them. You know you should keep extra battery because the battery flashlight go out real soon sometime. So why are you going to wait till a storm coming, the tornado is brewing, and you want to run to the store at the last minute and all the batteries are gone? That was a failure. You wasn't prepared. So I'm just giving you different illustration on this here. You know, to stay awake and be prepared, because you do not know the day or hour of my return. That's what the word is saying. You know, failure to be prepared for the coming of Christ is the most costly form of spiritual procrastination. Let me say that again. Failure to be prepared for the coming of Christ is the most costly form of spiritual procrastination. You don't want God to come and catch you with your work undone. You don't want that. So today our broadcast was on, and I gave you all scriptures. You can go back and read and dissect these scriptures for yourself. Why do you procrastination? Think about it. How many times or how many, somebody called and asked you to do something for them. You procrastinated. You didn't do it. You didn't think no more else about it. But when they bring it to your attention, you're going to come up with 10 excuses of why you didn't do it. You're going to end up being rebellious because you didn't do it. And you're going to realize you was not prepared for the failure that followed. My. We're talking today about procrastination. We don't want to do that. When God and someone else have us to do something on their behalf, let's not stop doing what God then called us to do. If he called you as an evangelist, be the best evangelist you can be. If he called you to be a prayer warrior, don't let him catch you with your work undone. Pray. Pray for everybody. If you got to pray for people in the grocery store, nobody call you on the phone, you may not be on a prayer line. Just start praying. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for their well-being. We're talking about doing what God said do. Stop giving excuses. Because half of the world right now is in a turmoil, going through by excuses, waiting for the next fellow to pick up the baton and run with it. Stop giving excuses. Stop being rebellious. Because God is looking at everything we do and everything that we say. So that's the broadcast I had for you today. I'll give a little more time for myself today because I didn't know how many people may came on want to say something today. But I thank all of those that came on and listened and got the gestures from the Word of God about procrastination, what it is, what it means, lazy, rebellious, excuses, unprepared. To do what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said. So as I get ready to leave the line, I don't leave y'all present. I'm going to leave a few minutes earlier. And I'm giving God the praise this morning and giving him the glory because it's all about him, y'all. It's not about us. So when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving us. So, if there is nothing from anybody in online today that would like to say something, hit 1 on your keypad. If not, We'll be back next week with another exciting topic. Oh, and this one is going to be real good. I'm going to put it on where you can go over it. When I get off the line, I'm going to set it up for next week in Jesus' name. So until next week, you all be blessed. I love each one of you all. If I had the tentacle but an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. Bye-bye.